450 members of Israel's armed forces telling their government, hell no, we won't go. To the West Bank or Gaza, that is, declaring that while they would defend Israel with their lives, they will not serve in an army of occupation and have opted to do time in prison rather than a tour of duty in Palestine.
Your media content reflect that of a depraved lunatic with a bloodlust nothing can save. I'm amazed at the way in which Goyim behave, bowing to Zionists who vow to destroy and enslave. There's only one government in the Middle East who attacked America, two times at least. They bombed a ship and left 34 deceased. With friends like them, you don't need enemies. Anytime somebody call attention to fake news and name the owners, and they automatically hate Jews. Anybody come to me with that and they straight lose. I pay dues too many to fall for the great ruse. Understand the mechanism by which they operate. For their agenda to thrive, there's gotta be a lot of hate. I'm amazed at the ways in which you fell victim, obediently believing the lies you've been given. Hollywood news got you lost in the herd. This just in, all of your reports are absurd. I will expose the source of the scourge and never apologize or divorce from my words. Stand up, say no to the insanity. Grow some testicular, show some humanity. Your arrogance is outside the galaxy. It's not about reality, it's all about a salary. The central bank stole all your dues. Hollywood been dropping clues. The mainstream media confused. They are all run by Zionist Jews. The central bank stole all your dues. Hollywood been dropping clues. The mainstream media confused. They are all run by Zionist Jews.
I can answer you with two words. A war crime. My government is now engaged in a massive war crime, killing hundreds of innocents. It's not just a war crime against the Palestinians, it's a crime against the Israeli people. On behalf of thousands of Israelis that are demonstrating right now in the streets of Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem, and in many other places, with Palestinians, with internationals, people from all kind of background and all parts of the Israeli society are completely ashamed and against this crazy assault.
So the question being asked is the government spraying toxic chemicals into the skies all over the world to stop global warming?
It's called geoengineering, and a growing movement of people say yes. They also say many of the illnesses you see today are a direct cause of what's happening in the sky. KMIR 6's Christina Pascucci investigates.